kusukela enhlizweni yethu ukuya kweyakho. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Wow, wow. All I can say is wow, wow. That's your celebration in the background there with Nini Mandla Wonga. I don't know when last did I say wow when I listened to a Joy Celebration song. I think it was during the days of Joy Celebration 1 and 3. There were songs that really knocked me off my feet back then. Many other songs, but this one brought this right into the list of those songs that really blessed me a lot by the group Joy Celebration right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I think you can agree with me, perhaps, if you are listening to it for the very first time, because when it comes to music, I think I've got an ear for music. I've got an ear for, I know it's a song and it's a good song, you know what I mean? So I think that one, hello, Robert, how I go, I don't agree with me. I agree with somebody else. I agree with somebody else, but not me this time around. I'm not going to be wrong this time around. I'm not going to be told what I'm wrong with this one. I'm right, you know. I'm always right when it comes to this song. I'm going to play it again maybe next week or sometime in the not so far away future. And I'm still going to say the same thing, that I'm right. If you're thinking otherwise, what do I do? Go and argue with somebody else. Well, it's 22:07 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And that's how much are you there?
Good evening, Dr. Mwavi, and good evening to your listeners.
How are you, sir?
I'm blessed, Dr. And you?
I'm blessed, and thanks once again for being with us. I know that you normally, you know, do this thing in the studio, in our beautiful studios, but today is not going to be like those other days, because we are having you on the line, but it's the same Dr. Samatla that you always hear live in our studio. So nothing has changed except for the fact that he's not with us in the studios, but we are honored in that day for sitting time to be with us this evening. What do you have for us this evening? But before you go then, that the testimonies of some of the things that you heard. Maybe, I know, okay, maybe next time we'll talk about the rights of landlords and tenants, maybe sometime that okay. The but what is it that we have for us as far as testimonies are concerned?
Good evening, Dr. Mwavi, and good evening to the listeners. It's always an honor to be here. Yes, today actually, or tonight rather, the reason why I'm not in the studio is because I was doing the bank's work. So I've been requested by the bank to do
the work. You were on the other side of the law.
Yes, on the fence.
Okay, on the fence, all right, yes.
I was on the other side of the fence. This time I was representing the bank.
Yeah. Okay, how did it go?
Well, you know, when I represent the bank, and I remember the nice thing is that I know both sides, right? But in this case, I listen to the consumer when he speaks, what he's trying to say. But unfortunately, this time around, I'm representing the bank. But it went well. It went well. The way it's supposed to go. Yeah. And this is the result of me talking to one of the judges this morning, actually. And I was talking about...
What do you mean it went well? Did you repossess the car, Baba? Did you try to talk to the guys, or it was too little too late to try to stop this thing from happening?
All right, this is what happens. If we are to repossess the car, I don't do the talking. I'm just ignorant somebody, because I'm representing the bank, and I let the bank talk. The bank will do the talking, and then let the client surrender the vehicle, and then I just pick up.
And I'm sure they don't know who you are.
Yeah, no, I'm just somebody ignorant who doesn't know the law or anything.
Had they known that it's you who helps, I'm sure they would plead with you as a hand, Tata Shamata, please.
But that is their fault, because we are here on radio every Thursday evening.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Yeah,
because if they had known that, actually, we go on the other side of the fence as well, they would have come to us and we'd be able to assist. You know, there are those kinds of clients whereby they will come to us, and then obviously we stop it with ease.
Yeah. And what was wrong with this? How many years were they in arrears?
7 installments in arrears.
Oh, it's too much.
Yeah, the, really. This one.
So the arrangement could not be made there?
I beg your pardon?
Arrangements could not be made there.
No, he's unemployed.
Oh yeah, no, I see. And how much was he paying installments?
4,000 rand.
Yeah, it was a lot. Okay, no, I understand. Okay.
Yeah, so they're taking time. The poor guy is owing about 30,000 rand arrears.
Mm.
He bought a car. He bought a car in. It's a 2019 model.
Okay.
Yeah, Ford Fiesta, you know, the latest one.
Mm.
1 liter turbo, yeah. So, shame. Mm. And you could see that he wanted to hang on to the car. I'm going to have money by Monday and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, we do the work for the other side as well.
Okay, so each job, each job.
Yeah. Sometimes even the ombudsman as well, we had a case and then they to us and then we deal with it.
All right.
Each job.
All right. And the other one, was it the only one that you have for us?
Okay. The other one, the car has been repossessed.
Mm.
Right. The car has been repossessed with a court order. He went to the regulator to lodge a complaint with the regulator. With the manner the vehicle was repossessed and how the credit was granted, he suspected reckless lending, but he couldn't get assistance. So he called us today. He said, he was disappointed, but because nobody can assist him, because previously we gave him information or advice, which he didn't take, by the way.
Mm.
So, you know what? These people who are doubtful.
Mm.
Yeah, the doubtful Thomases.
Mm.
He gave him the information. He preferred to go to the regulator. He said, okay, if you want to go to the regulator, go. So he went to the regulator. The regulator says, no, there's nothing that we can do for you, unfortunately, because there's a judgment granted. The court has issued a court order. We can assist.
Mm.
So now he decided to come back to us today. So we told him that, you know what, like cases is very easy, sir. Very easy. Mm. Had you listened the first time, you wouldn't be here. However, we're still going to assist you if you are interested to listen. All that you have to do is to listen. Open your ears, close your mouth.
Mm.
Because he does the opposite.
Okay.
Close the ears, open the mouth.
Mm.
He said, please close your mouth and open the ears.
Yes? Daddy? What happened now? Dada Shamata, are you still there? Dada Shamata? Have we lost him? I can see that he's still online, but... the only thing that I don't get is his audio, his voice. Dada, are you there? Must I drop it? I think let me rather drop it and call him again. Remember where he ended? He talked about somebody, the importance of them closing their mouths and opening their ears. That's where we ended. So we're still with Dada Elias Samat. If you've got something to ask him in the meantime, feel free to either give us a call on 012-334-1322. WhatsApp number is 082-657-2729. Alternatively, the SMS number 378-71. Are you back? Dada Shamata? Hello, Dada. All right. We'll keep on trying until we get him back on air. That's those are the numbers. So the platforms that you can use if you'd like to talk with him, ask him questions, and perhaps share with us your testimonies and stuff like that. We'd like to hear those testimonies because I believe that they are able to change people's lives there. And there's nothing impossible with our Heavenly Father. And yes, so most of the problems do can be solved and do find solutions. That's the one of the reasons why we're here on air. So he accepted it. And a day.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what happened. Okay. We lost you there, but we are talking about, you mentioned the importance of him closing his mouth and opening his ears, and what happened afterwards.
Yes. So we managed to secure the appointment for him with the university, assisting the case. So the appointment is, we have set appointment for him for tomorrow. We are very excited to
There is after court order still. You still have to make a way out of when there is no way, sort of.
There's a petition of court here that they recommend on financing on the director. Because his income couldn't allow him to buy that flat, he couldn't afford it. So they said he paid the deposit towards that flat, and he didn't pay the deposit. That's a lie. Number two, they said he's living with his sister, who is helping him towards the household expenses. That's a lie, because his sister already passed away before the deposit. For
yeah, you know what I want to do? I want to call you on the other line because this one is not clear at all. So we've missed a lot of what you were sharing with us there. So I want to do, if I want to see if I can add another, I think I can be able to call you on this. Going live now. Let me do this. Let me mute it. Okay, we're still with Dade Elias Matla on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Dade, if you can hear me, what did I do now? It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Talk to me, and that Samata Kutlora, I was absolutely okay. It looks like he dropped it. Okay, that's fine, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this one, dial this one, dial. Is it the right one? No, that's the wrong one. That's the wrong one there. Anyway, the technology, it keeps on disappointing us once in a while, but these things can talk and they can't think. So I'm going to call him on this one now. More AM 657 kilohertz, the Charlotte Sahara. And please, if you are driving, make sure that your radio is off and the windows are closed. Therefore, we can be able to. It is not found. Okay. We're still with that Elias Matla on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I think let me go to a quick ad break. And after that, we will continue with our discussion with him on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We'll do everything we can to bring him back on air because the information he has for us this evening is one information or information that we don't want to miss at all. So I'll try to get a hold of him right after this.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365 Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280. or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
That's your daily companion indeed, Radio Pulpit, on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday evening. Let's do this. I tried, I don't know how many times off air, but did it decline again? Yeah, something is not right with that number there. Let me try the old one. Let me try the old one and see what it will give us, and at least whatever that he's sharing with us, perhaps we can be able to hear. Hear him clearly this time around. So let's hope that will work. Is it ringing? Yeah, it looks like it's ringing. On AM 657, it's 6 minutes to seven. And that, let's try the old one, the first one. Are you there?
0, 1, 2.
Oh. Ingetsa, yeah, na funu ko na ungetsa, ungetsa, hey, yeah. Arilik, warenka ko, wana lese ngoso bat lang ngoso bata ndate shamata mo. Kana mo thano ngi uha mai kwatel. Let me see if I can be able to bypass these things. Let me see if I can be able to do that. Yeah. Moto Ohama, you got the Lamo AM 657 kilohertz. Irkirayan, maybe I can be able to bypass it. Let's do this. That is a matter of listening. Please call me Ga WhatsApp. Call me Ga WhatsApp and let's give it a try. Hyperdile then Gatlohel. Phone like a WhatsApp, give one a hurry. 5 minutes to seven on AM 657. What we'll be doing is we'll be wrapping up, and hopefully next week he'll be here in the studios and we won't have this challenge. Yeah, the telephones and all that. If we can, let me see if I can be able to. Oh, shucks, things are falling now. Must I give up? I don't think it's the right time for me to give up as yet. Let's give it one more try. Let's do this on AM 657 kilohertz. And I'm going to play a song. And yes, as soon as I get hold of him, I'm just going to fade it out. Just to see to it. Nalena Sakowe, Galenda, very cheering. La Humpiano, right here on Radio Pulpit. Yes, Maureen.
Yes.
Are rapa pe braga razami le wize razam. No, gilgirgaya raba haitse ni kare ya kitsi ya no gilgaya raba ya pala. But finally, at least you can buy something quickly. Obose wala ilang khun.
Well, I've sent you the WhatsApp after we're going to discuss it. That is the copy of the instrument statement of today. The client was signing that today.
Yo, it's still bad, hey? It's breaking badly. Is it load shedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's breaking badly there. Let me try this one more time, one last time, and see if we can't be able to hear you clearly on it. Let me just put him on mute him a bit there. I hope it's going to ring. And are you there? Okay, let me do this. Okay, is it ringing? Oh no. I don't give up that easily. Honestly speaking, I don't give up that easily. I do apologize though for the inconvenience caused. And I didn't expect this to happen, but the aim is to make sure that we get the information that I believe will benefit and change your life at the end of the day. I do apologize for inconveniencing you. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you are saying?
All right. I sent you the
Mm.
Did you go to the page 2? The client was buying a vehicle today.
was taking the delivery of the vehicle from the dealership, right? And then she was asked to sign this document for the car, the installment sale agreement, you know, like the hire purchase agreement, the contract that you signed for the car with the bank, but you signed it to the dealership.
Let's do this because of time and because the lines are very bad. We can hardly hear you. I think just give us your contact details. Maybe next week we'll carry on with this topic, Baba. I hope you will be able to remember because right now you are breaking very, very badly there. Your number again, 067?
66.
Yeah?
5934.
Okay, is 06?
7.
Yes.
226. 5934. Yes, sir.
Okay, that's his number there. At least we are able to get his numbers, correctly because, otherwise he was just breaking and we could hardly hear him. So let's rather I admit that, we did our best, but it was technology that failed us this time. And hopefully next week will be much better and we can be able to hear him clearly right here on Radio Perpetual Daily Companion. There's just gone 2 minutes after 7. That brings us to the a second and a final hour of the program, Thursday Life with me, Godfrey G. And of course, we are together until 8 o'clock this evening. Let's do this.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.